Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Yes, sir. It's time to feel good. Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. No accident that I'm playing Walking on Sunshine for two reasons. One, the snow is finally melting and going away. That was nice. Thank you. We'll see you in another 100 years. And there's no place like the studio when sunny, and it's sunny, always sunny here with Eldon Scott and Sonny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg.
Hey, Eldon, how are you?
I am fantastic. How about that snowmageddon?
Can you believe?
It was crazy.
I was in awe like a little kid, I promise. I did. My face lit up. I felt like I was 10 years old.
I mean, if you weren't having fun these last few days... Yeah. What are you doing? There's life, but I mean, it's just fun. Even just to look outside and see snow in Florida.
Yeah.
Not even just like a little bit of
snow. No.
Piles and piles.
I was in denial because they were like, yeah, it's going to snow. I mean, we've had that where we've had a flake or two. You were lucky if you even saw a flake.
I was very skeptical. For sure.
So then when I was here at the studio that afternoon and I was finishing up the show and it was around noon and that's when it started snowing. And I thought, oh, wow, it really is snowing. And then it started coming down like
really
a blizzard. And I thought, I better get home.
Yep.
And then it never stopped.
You know what I said? I better take the schooler out.
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh.
Had a good time riding the schooler in the snow. It was a lot of fun.
A schooler. What is that?
Yeah, my schooler. You don't know what my schooler is?
No.
Oh my goodness, Meg.
Schooler. What is that?
All right. Well, I'm going to have to school you on it.
Uh-oh.
It's my Sonny's schooler. It's a cooler on the scooter.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you haven't brought it in the studio.
I haven't. It has been a little while since I've brought it. So you took it out in the snow? I took it out in the snow. I did.
Oh my God. That must have been a
couple
sight
times.
To see.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Passed out some free Sonny's kids meals to some of the kids and parents that were playing in the neighborhood.
Oh, how nice.
So we had a good time talking to folks. Put on the Red Friends shirt and the cowboy hat and rode around with some gloves and doubled up. And people were like, you're crazy. And I was like, well, I have multiple hoodies underneath the shirt.
So.
Mama taught me well. I was bundled up.
It really was something. And I'm still can't really get my mind that it really happened. So I'm glad I took lots of pictures.
I had 11 inches of accumulation in my backyard. It's kind of like a bowl.
Wow.
So. Yeah, it was almost a foot deep in my backyard.
Wow, that is a lot.
No, that's not what technically fell.
I think it was
7.5 inches officially. But
8.6?
Yeah.
Officially, yes, which is unheard of. And, by the way, it was more than Alaska this week.
Wow.
People were posting on Facebook these pictures. Here's Alaska. Here's Florida.
One of my favorite things I've seen on social media is... Snowstorm was not on my bingo card for 2025.
Correct. Mundo, I'm telling you.
No, nobody saw that one coming.
And I dug out hats and sweaters and coats. I haven't then had to dust them off.
Yeah.
I haven't worn them in years.
Same thing, you know. The last time we bought my daughter gloves, I think she was about 4 years old.
I know.
And because it snowed close, we drove up into Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And there was probably 3 or 4 inches of accumulation. And we drove up and, you know, so that was been over a decade ago when that happened.
It's so fun.
We made the joke that her little hands, the gloves still fit her little hands.
Oh,
so.
How cute. Yeah, that, the little kids in the snow and then seeing dogs in the snow.
Yes.
It's just nothing funnier than their reactions. So.
Yeah, we had a golden retriever come down the street. Somebody was walking and started rolling it around in our front yard. And
for whatever reason, it
just picked that spot and decided to have a good old time.
That's great. Well, it was kind of fun. It's just what we needed to sort of lighten things up. And it's been just a busy week with the inauguration and the snow and just so many things. However, I just want to go on record. My birthday was last week and Eldon brought in a lovely little, I got a big meal coupon.
Yeah, birthday big deal.
Birthday big deal. So I went and I sent him a picture and I had the best barbecue sandwich. I got the brisket. sandwich. Oh, I'm telling you. And I had the special
chopped
sauce.
Chopped or sliced?
Chopped.
Chopped brisket. I'm partial to the chopped brisket.
Good.
So, yeah.
And then I got tater tot. Is that right?
Yeah,
the tots?
Tater tots. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And I have a menu now. So you're in trouble if we start talking about the menu, buddy. Because I got it right here.
Pop quiz.
Yes. Favorite dessert.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love me some. I love me some of that Sunny Southern banana pudding.
See,
I do.
There you go. Yeah, that's
I do.
Good stuff.
But I did last week. I made a promise that I was going to reveal one thing that is going to be on our new seasonal menu. That's going to start early March.
You did make that promise. I do recall.
And so I'm going to make good on that promise.
What is it?
And so
I need a
coming
drum roll here
on our spring seasonal menu. We're mm-hmm. going to bring back our peach cobbler egg rolls.
Whoa, so peach cobbler egg rolls.
Peach cobbler egg
rolls. Now that's, I have to get my mind around that for a
second.
Those
are so good.
I bet they are.
So, so good. So,
wow.
Made good on the promise.
Okay.
Mark your calendars. I think it's March 3rd or March 4th.
Okay.
We're rolling out our spring seasonal menu, and peach cobbler egg rolls will be back on the menu.
So that Friday, just keeping my selfish interest at heart, mm-hmm. I might get a sample of one of those.
Might. We just might.
Okay, all right, because then I can really talk about it. You know.
One other desserts we do have right now on our winter seasonal menu is apple cinnamon bread pudding. And
I knew
you have
we did
a sweet
have
tea glaze that you can put on that
so
gets
good.
Put on that. They're very good. So served warm, buy them by the half dozen or dozen, my recommendation. And pop them in the microwave for a good, yummy breakfast.
Well, I'll tell you, you think of barbecue sometimes as an outdoor barbecue thing.
Yeah.
But in this kind of cold weather, when you go into the store, it's so warm and cozy. Because I did go in last week, mm-hmm. and then it was warm and cozy. But then it's like a hot barbecue sandwich, and you know, everything was warm, and the
Absolutely.
Warm dessert.
Warms the soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good old fashioned Sunny's barbecue. That should be your new logo. Warms the soul.
Warms the soul.
Yes, sir.
I'll have to talk to the marketing people at HQ.
Yes, yes.
But birthday big deals are something that we do all the time for everyone. So you can go to any of the Play Stores. If you have an Apple Store or you have a Google Android, you can go to the Play Store. You can download the Sunny's Barbecue app. Yes, mm-hmm. there is an app for barbecue.
Yay.
So you can download the app. As part of that, you can put in your birthday, and every year on your birthday, you'll get a free birthday big deal.
I love that. Well, and it's also, can you get a gift certificate for someone, too, if you
yes,
wanted to?
You
if
got somebody that's
coming
a birthday,
up?
Your favorite barbecue lover, so you can always buy gift certificates in store. It's better than trying to wrap up a rack of ribs.
Right.
It'll soak right through that wrapping paper
yeah,
or gift bag.
Look,
it's
yeah.
not it's not the best way to do it. So a gift card's a great way to do it. Or you can bring them into the restaurant and have a great meal with them as well. So
that sounds good. So now are we still into the winter specials?
We are still running our winter seasonal menu. Obviously it's winter in Florida. There's
if you
no
had any
mistaking
doubt.
This year.
I see you it's your fault. You yeah, guys
well,
ordered
you know,
the winter so the winter menu.
Some people may thank me, some people may hate me. So I don't want to take too much credit for
All
it.
Right.
But so we are still running that seasonal menu, like I said, through the end of February into like the first, second day of March. Tonight you can come to Sunny's Barbecue and get some slow smoke prime rib at any of our locations. Like I said, the four locations here to serve the news radio listeners. So starting at 4 p.m., we're doing the prime rib. If you've not had our prime rib sandwich, it is absolutely delicious. That's on the menu all day, every day. And but the prime rib itself is available Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 4 to close. And you can get that with some good creamy horseradish sauce, which is it's a little peppery.
Yum.
If you like horseradish, it might be the best horseradish sauce I think I've ever had. It's very good. And that's topping my own, too.
Okay, really? That's
yeah.
saying something.
That's, you know, so
that's
I normally do
something.
Like a balsamic, but this one is top
okay.
notch. Okay. So. And get a little au jus with it and your favorite side, you know, baked potato, sweet potato, mac and cheese, barbecue beans, whatever side you want, some southern green beans. So we got you covered on those sides as well.
Oh, that just sounds great. Or so that's something you do this weekend.
Sidekicks.
If you want to get out. Oh, sidekicks. Very
sidekicks.
Clever. but if you've been kind of cooped up all week and you want to get out and have a nice hot meal, you can
yep.
go have a little prime rib and then you can get the yummy. We have corn nuggets as a side,
corn
right?
nuggets. Had some yesterday. They are delicious. If you've not had our corn nuggets, that's a great little treat. They're
and
little, basically like a little corn fritter. They're fried and they're very good.
That's not good. And if you're kind of watching your calories, there's still like green beans. You can get green beans and a baked potato and be, you know, kind of watch your calories with that too.
Sweet potatoes mm-hmm. are a popular option for people who
don't want the fried stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
They prefer to have the sweet potatoes for the flavor of them, and then, you know, the extra fiber, and you know, so
yeah.
That's the other option are broccoli, our smoked turkey, our barbecue chicken. Those are some great options for people who are still on those New Year's resolutions. I did not make any resolutions because I said, you know what, maybe I'll wait till February when the pressure's not so high.
Well, I'm glad I didn't, because I was going to try to give up chocolate, but then this week I ended up back into the hot cocoa. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
You had to have a hot cocoa with the snow and the mittens.
This is a tough week to try to resist the hot cocoa.
Correct.
I went to the hot cocoa well a couple times myself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of good things, I think we have something to give away this morning, don't we?
We do. So
what we got?
We're going to give away two Sonny's Big Deals. It's those big deals. So you get your sandwich and your side and your drink. And do we do it now?
Well, we could if you like, or we can wait a little bit. Totally up to you.
How many?
Yeah, we're getting.
Let's do it now.
Yeah,
let's do it now.
Okay.
We're going to do the.
It's up to you.
I said. Eighth person to text in snow day.
Okay. The number's 850-437-1620. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, and my guest is Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. So the big deal includes a sandwich, a side, a drink.
And you get two of them.
So text in now the magic words snow day. 850-437-1620. So I'll be watching these as they come in.
And eighth person because... we had 8 inches of snow.
Oh, very good, sir. I love that. Okay.
Well, let's talk. We did close down for the snowpocalypse, as I've been calling it.
But you're open now,
But we
yes?
are back open now. So we opened yesterday. It was a little slow opening, getting everything ready and, you know, getting all the sidewalks cleared, and spent a few hours shoveling snow myself with the big boss. And so... Got a workout in, as they say, and so we are back open, fully staffed,
regular hours.
Yep, we're open at 10:45, so you can come in, roughly an hour from now, and get some slow smoke barbecue, smoked by local pit masters. They were in last night and getting everything trimmed up and loaded on the smoker, so it's ready for you to get some slow smoke barbecue today.
That sounds fabulous. Now, why don't we go over the locations and while I look for our winner here.
Absolutely. So we do have four locations in the News Radio listenership area. We'll start with our Navy Boulevard location, which is right at the end of Highway 98 and New Warrington Road, and just north of the NAS main gate. Then we have our 9th Avenue location that is just south of Creighton Road, right there by the airport runway, right behind the Auto Zone. So you can come see us there. Then we have our Pace, Florida location, which is on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. And we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road, which is just south of I-10 off of Pine Forest Road. So we have those four locations. Two of our locations do have banquet rooms. So our 9th Avenue location can host up to 40. Be glad to serve you there. And then our Navy Boulevard location, we can host up to 75 at that banquet room. So, you know, you're planning your next party, birthday party, office party, planning session, whatever it is that you might need to do, you can call those stores. You can go to sunnysbarbecue.com to get all the information of the store phone number, so you can call the store directly to book. If you need to reach out to me, I'd be glad to help you. My phone number is 850-418-3331, or you can reach out to me on Facebook. It's Eldon, Elden Scott, Scott. So be glad to help you either of those ways, and our managers and team at the stores would be glad to help you at any of those locations as well. Do we got a winner, Meg?
I think we do. Hang on just a second here. I'm just double checking. Hang on. Whoop.
We don't want to announce the wrong winner.
Yeah, we have the winner. I just want to make sure I've got the number and the name. Okay. So congratulations goes out to Vicki Maxwell, and she writes a big woohoo. So congratulations, Vicki. You are our winner, and we have the gift certificates for you, and you'll have those here at the station.
They're here at the station, yep.
So all you need to do is stop by anytime during business hours, pick up your two big deals. deal.
What's that address, Meg? I know it's Plantation Road, but I don't want to mess it up.
7251 Plantation Road, I believe.
7251.
I think that's right. I better double check. But I think it's because I invert numbers sometimes, but I'm pretty sure that's the right one.
Yeah, that happens.
You can't miss it. It's the big gray building, and you can get access. The roads are clear, so there's no problem there.
Still be cautious out driving. There's a few ice patches out, so definitely slow down if you're out and about. Use some good common sense and be cautious. Take it slow just in case, you know, you find a spot that's not super safe. So a little caution is still good.
Just don't be in a big hurry
today.
I've
been out and about, you know, around town this morning and yesterday and, you know, mostly safe, but definitely, you know, there's a few spots where you need to use some caution. So.
Well, it was interesting yesterday, too, because I went out to one of the grocery stores, and I couldn't believe the shelves were kind of bare, which was surprising. But they said, one of the clerks said that they had gotten wiped out on Tuesday. Like, it was like hurricane time when everybody stocks up on toilet paper. And so I thought it was interesting because it sounds like you guys are good, that you've got all you're fully stocked. You don't have to worry about that you have to run out of food or anything like that. Yep. So that's good, too, since there's a few shortages, not a lot, but just a few that'll be resolved, I'm sure, by the weekend. But all the more reason to go out and have a little something to eat at Sonny's.
That's a good excuse, right?
Yeah.
And you know how it is. You go to do the grocery shop and then you don't feel like cooking.
Correct.
It happens all the time, right?
That's exactly right.
You know, so you go do the grocery shopping and then you're so tired from doing all the grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. You put those groceries up and then come see us at Sonny's Barbecue.
Well, the other thing too is that Sonny's is such a great family restaurant, so I know folks have been home in Escambia Santa Rosa all week with the kids.
Yeah.
So it has been
great. And
that's
one of the things that sets us apart. You know, we are a full service restaurant, so you come in, dine, we wait on you. We like to say we're the best with Southern hospitality, so we're going to treat you better than family.
It's just a fun, relaxed atmosphere.
It is.
I mean, I love going in there. I mean, immediately I just relax and know you can kind of hang out. And then you have that, I think, one of the greatest things in the world is your grandparents' day on Saturday.
Yeah. So
talk a little bit about that.
Kids and grandkids eat free on Saturday.
That's so cool.
You know, so you got one free kids meal per adult entree. Mm-hmm. So you come into any of our locations on Saturday, you're going to get that deal. Kids eat free. So, typically under 12, you know, so that's the standard.
Yeah.
And so
60-year-old kids doesn't count, even though we saw you out and about in the snow this week.
All kids at heart, but the driver's license says something different.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's great. And then Mondays, you have a special too.
Yeah, Mondays is a great one. So it's a buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches in our drive-thru. So swing through the drive-thru on Monday. You're out running all those errands because you didn't do them over the weekend. And, or you're back to work, whatever the case may be. So you can come on through the drive-thru, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. It's a great deal. And definitely take advantage of that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're talking today with Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question for Eldon about Sonny's, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about our daily deals. So we have daily deals going on all the time. And so the big deal is probably one of our top sellers. So basically, it's like I said, it's a pulled pork sandwich. We can do sliced pork. And then you get your side and your drink also. Mm-hmm. We're doing that every day for $10.
That's great.
It's a great deal. Some slow smoke barbecue with a side and a drink for only $10. And you can get that through the drive-thru. You can get that dine-in. And then we're also doing pork and rib special. And that's only $12. So that comes with two sides, your bread, drink separate. But pork sliced or pulled with some St. Louis ribs and two sides and bread for $12. And then we also have all-you-can-eat ribs for $19.99 every day.
That's crazy. That's a great deal.
It's a great deal.
That's a great deal.
Yep.
And I'm glad you mentioned the drive-in because I sometimes think of Sonny's as a dine-in restaurant because that's kind of what I usually do.
Yeah.
But I noticed, too, that you had the drive-in. And that helps a lot, too, when you want to take advantage of a special, say, on your lunch break on Monday.
Absolutely. So we have a number of ways that you can dine with Sonny's or eat some slow smoke barbecue. So we do have the dine-in. We also have the drive-through. We have takeout, so you can place an order online. And then we also are on most of the third-party apps, so you can order for delivery and get it through Uber Eats.
Oh, that's good to know.
So any of DoorDash, any of those apps, we're on most of those apps. So you can also order Sonny's through those third-party apps. and then we'll get it set up and your driver will bring it to you. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know Sonny's does so much in the community, and Eldon is just the ambassador of Sonny's and his red shirt and white fringe and his white cowboy hat. Have you got anything coming up now that you're getting ready for this weekend?
So my meeting this morning was with actually a former Pep Talk host, Ms. Jess.
Oh, and, good. For Rally Foundation?
For Rally. So
oh,
we have a team that we're doing. It's Q4Cure. And so we are working on our fundraising planning. We got a goal to help raise $25,000 for Rally Foundation.
Fantastic.
By the middle of March. So if you're listening, we might need some help. And so I'll be posting out some of that stuff, and we'll be talking about that in the coming weeks. Got a big goal. Got a number of different teams that are also working towards the goal. So I think one team last year raised over $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if my first year I'm going to bite off that big old bite.
$25,000 is a lot. I'm thinking that's a pretty good goal.
So we got a lot of work cut out for the next 2 months. So this morning I had a meeting with Jess, and we were just talking about what some of the things that we're going to do. So we're working on that.
That's exciting.
I'm trying to help that. It's a great cause. Been involved with Rally a number of years through my previous company I worked with, the Butcher Shop. And so we did a number of projects, you know, helping to fundraise for Rally through the Butcher Shop. So excited to continue that. Jess has been great. You know, she was a wonderful host. You know,
she
glad to
in,
have you,
me, yes.
You know, and so
okay.
It's just kind of all worked out. And so we just did a little planning session this morning.
Super.
And, yeah.
Well, and so if anyone is interested in reaching out to you about a fundraiser or something like that, because you cater as well, why don't you give out all your critical information? Because I have fun watching Eldon on his Facebook page. So he has an Eldon Scott Facebook page. And then, of course, there's the Sonny's Barbecue Facebook page.
Yep.
And then the website.
Yep. So sonnysbarbecue.com. Then we also have sonnyscatering.com. You can look at those catering options. We talked about the different ways you can eat in the restaurant, but let's talk about the ways that we can cater. So you got a large crowd, a large number of people that you need to feed. We'd love to help you. We have three ways we cater is what we say. So we can do pickup, we can do delivery, and then we can also do set up and serve, full service. So from start to finish, set it up, clean it up, and then get you fed some good smoked barbecue for your whole party.
Well, that's great, especially if you're having a business meeting or some kind of an organization meeting where you have other things to do if someone sets up and cleans up for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a gift.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah. This.
We've got 1 minute left, my
one
friend.
Minute.
Yes,
oh, my
sir.
Goodness.
I mean,
all
time
right.
has just flown by.
Well, think about us for these football games coming up. So we definitely do catering from that, some barbecue meatballs, some pork belly or brisket burn-in, so we can have your smoked barbecue wings. So definitely think about us for those big game bites from Sonny's Barbecue. You can come see us at any of our locations. Definitely check out sonnysbarbecue.com, sonnyscatering.com, and if we can ever help you with anything, we'd definitely love to help you eat some delicious slow-smoked barbecue.
I may just have to have a little barbecue for lunch today. That's sounding pretty good right about
Sounds
now.
Sounds like a plan.
This has been Pep Talk with Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue. We're so grateful that you could make it in this morning, that the weather was okay, things are clearing up.
Glad to come in. Thanks
so much, Eldon.
Me.
And check out Sonny's Barbecue. There's got something for you. I am sure you'll find something on that
Absolutely.
Menu.
Absolutely.